Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you back. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today it's three Eagles in the night once again.
Yep.
We just had our buddy Bud Troxel on last episode. That was amazing.
Oh, that's what we should name the episode, Buddy Bud Troxel.
Buddy Bud Troxel.
There it is right there.
There it is. Look out for that. Check that out if you haven't watched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is sometime in the future, so from that episode,
yeah.
And this is going to be in the past from when you guys watch it.
Yeah,
from whenever anybody watches that, kind of a time paradox thing, dream within a dream shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Bam
to the boozle.
I was gonna
something like that.
I was gonna tell you in the car, but I'll just tell you now. So I was sitting there, you know, playing, you know, on my computer. I have my desktop hooked up to my like flat screen TV.
That's pretty sick.
But it's actually like hard to like move the mouse around with such a big screen, so I think I need to downsize. Like, it was a cool idea, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's just,
dude, kinda, yeah, I've seen people use TV, like that's what they use their computer screen for, is a TV.
It's just hard to manage, like when you have to pinpoint things, it's just kind of hard to like get your mouse exactly where it needs to be, you know.
I don't know, I feel like I would thrive with that.
But I was playing and all of a sudden someone walks in my fucking apartment. And it's this random dude, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and I was like, who are you? What are you doing? And he was like, I don't think he spoke English, but he was like, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, sorry, like you know, wrong door. And I literally thought I was going to have to kill someone for like 2 seconds. I was like, is this it? Is this the day that I finally,
you know what I mean?
Pop the cherry for...
pop the gun cherry.
Yeah.
You know?
But...
join all those other dudes.
No, it like freaked me out, and I was like, I think I should start locking my door, because I never lock my door.
That's absolutely unhinged behavior. I never not lock my door.
Yeah, I just like don't, like I'm too lazy to.
Okay, like an apartment that's got like an enclosed door at the beginning, I kind of understand that, like in a way, because like the only people that could really feasibly get in there are the people that live there, you know? So it kind of narrows down, you know, who would do it.
Right.
But has anyone ever met somebody with like a home that does that? I knew so many people that they just
didn't lock their door.
Didn't lock their front doors.
I think that was like a thing like in the 90s, people didn't do that and shit. And like,
well, especially, you know, we live in suburbia, dude.
Yeah.
Suburbia.
We live in a nice place.
I still wouldn't leave it unlocked.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Back like, in the day, yeah. But
even if you live in a safe neighborhood, why the fuck would you leave your front door unlocked just for anybody just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I get it. I do it.
Well, of course, my parents were in law enforcement, so obviously I, in a way, got raised on fear. They didn't do that intentionally. It was just, it was their profession.
A little bit of fear in your life is good.
Yes.
You just can't let it overwhelm you.
That's the point.
You know?
Don't let it overcome.
Like, I think, like, those things, like people say, like, or it's like a corporate thing or something, like, be fearless or
be fearless.
Right. Like it's something.
Clinique.
Right. It's like something you would see on like, TikTok or, you know, some, like, you know, some like muscle mommy.
Dude, okay. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, has anybody recently seen the Rocket Money commercials?
No.
Anybody seen those recently?
No.
Dude, they are using brain rot from like TikTok and shit. I'm not kidding about this, to make their advertisements. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I have seen that.
They make their commercials look like your traditional TikTok video that you just like would swipe past or whatever.
There's a lot of companies.
One of them was a fake comedian.
There's a lot of companies doing that where they'll use like people from TikTok and they'll use TikTok format.
No, it's not even that. They're not even using people from TikTok. That's what pisses me off more, you know?
Oh, they're just taking the same kind of
same kind of content,
yeah,
and hiring like $2 actors,
yeah,
to like do their commercials, and like they'll put like the captions down at the bottom.
Do you want to save some money?
Literally, dude. I'm not kidding.
Click down here. I saved much money.
Dude, when I tell you, I was fuming the first time I saw that.
Sometimes, like, some of them, like, actually get me. Like, my phone's getting pretty good at knowing, like things that I want or need. And it'll, like, give me ads. And I'm like, you fucking... I'm like,
dude, I was fuming.
Don't click on that.
I wasn't fuming that it was a Rocket Money app.
Yeah.
I was fuming that they had to resort to brain rot to get people's attention.
I mean, hey, whatever gets a sale.
That's the whole point that I'm trying to make. That's where we've devolved.
I think people and sales and like innovation, I think it's all going to head towards something, and it's probably going to just be straight up brain rot. You ever seen what's that movie called, Will, where everyone's dumb?
There's a lot of
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. And I knew he would fucking nail it.
Fantastic.
Know great it. But
top
10, yeah.
Top 10 of the early 2000s.
Right.
Cult like, classic.
50 First Dates. Right.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's an Amnesia one.
The Matrix.
That's right. Yeah. That's the simulation.
Yeah. Idiocracy.
Everyone's stupid.
I don't even know if I can remember.
There was that Futurama episode where they, The brains came, like the big brains.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just made everyone on Earth except for Fry stupid. Because Fry was, he was already stupid.
Yeah.
No, it's a reverse Idiocracy, where everyone's smart and they make them dumb because they are smart and Fry's not smart.
Oh. Oh.
And that's why he's the hero.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's the only like dumb one, smart dumb one.
I have seen that episode. I just don't remember it that well. You know, I think this is a good time. Will, can you look something up for me?
Oh shit!
Now that we're talking about cartoons,
yeah, what do you want?
Will you look?
What do you want,
will you
baby?
Type in Wiener Song South Park real quick for me?
Wiener Song. I feel like I would know this Wiener Song.
With pleasure.
It's the best
Wiener song
that came out of the show.
Oh wait, yeah. Never mind. I know this one.
This is my favorite.
This is the
one.
Greatest sequence of all time.
Yeah. Good catch, Will. You're getting good at this. An ad always pops up, and Will is like, "Fuck,
dude, he's always catching it, dude. Yeah. Doing God's work out here.
Yeah,
not letting ads take over.
This is the best. I love this.
George R. R. Martin."
Those two might be the only ones to not copyright flag us either.
Okay, before we start, just take a look around the room real quick. I noticed this the last time I watched it. There's like dicks everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
Like there's literally just sculptures of dicks everywhere.
It's pretty cool. It's like a dick with like wings.
Dude, I'm pointing out like four dicks right now.
Not just wings, but like dragon wings. It's like a dragon.
Like,
dick.
Dude, that one in the bookcase is literally just a sculpture of a man with a huge dick. There are two of them.
And then there's just one. Like it's like a giant curved bronze dick.
Just a curved bronze dick. There's a dick with wings right there next to the globe.
Dragon wings.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, that took me for a landslide. I had a great time.
Even the awards look like dicks.
The awards all look like dicks. That's right. All the awards look like dicks.
Yeah, it's like an artsy dick.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wiener,
I love this. Look, watch what he does. Watch what he does right here.
Wiener, two wieners alongside yet another wiener.
The reason I love that so much, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I love that so much is because I was in, you know, you guys know I was in chorale and show choir and all that. And that right there is exactly what our directors would do.
Yeah.
To a T. They would hit it with the. You know what I mean?
That part made me laugh too.
We need a party.
Nice and soft.
Keep it going. Yeah,
go ahead.
Party, wiener, wieners. Nice and soft. Non-erect wieners.
Keep them floppy.
Floppy wieners. Dangle wieners.
Five wieners in my face.
But this is the best part.
What a good
ending. Before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Yeah. Everybody flops their wieners all around his face.
I don't think we could play anymore, but that's perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. Five wieners in my face.
Five wieners in my face.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my god.
Fucking nice and soft, not erect.
Nice and soft, not erect. Wieners.
I think we just found our show's first catchphrase. Nice and soft, not erect.
Nice and soft, not erect, evil boys. Nice and soft, not erect. Eagle boys.
We should make merch with that.
No, we need a shirt that says stay soft, boys.
Yes.
Stay soft, eagle boys.
Hashtag nofap.
And then like give the freaking eagle just like a huge like pendulous dong.
Or like it could have like a cock cage on it.
Is that cock magic?
Is that too far?
Cock magic. You know what I mean?
It's like glowing and shit.
Oh shit. That's
fucking
so
magical
fucking
cock
funny.
Cage. Do you think we could name this episode Magical Cock Cage?
I think we will.
I don't know.
Magical Cock Cage, episode 30.
You're just going to have to use the symbols.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's episode 29. That's right, 29.
Yeah, Jesus.
It would be 30 if we didn't lose so many episodes, probably.
Yeah.
Jesus. In fact, it would have been probably like 40 at this point.
So, okay, so this has been on my mind, too. I kind of want to segue. Do you think that we should have Christopher Columbus Day? Do you know anything about him?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what he's done?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, dude, he slaughtered millions.
Like 3 million people.
Yeah, he slaughtered millions.
Well, that's your estimation. Like in the span of like 5 years.
That's the other thing. Nobody genuinely knows.
Can we look up stuff about good old Christopher?
Is that coming up or something? I honestly stopped paying attention.
He would have like, so he would have each member of the Taiho tribe collect like a certain amount of gold. It was like a very small amount, and if they couldn't like get that much in a 3 month span, he would chop their hands off and make them wear them as a necklace.
Nice.
Really cool guy. Nice
there.
And soft, not erect.
Nice. So like I know that
type in what messed up or what horrible things did Christopher Columbus do. Yeah, atrocities, that's fine.
Because he indigenous views.
Go to Vox.
Oh, this is going to be so slanted.
That's okay.
Vox? Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, that'll be so slanted.
I don't know what you mean by slanted.
I kind of want to know, though.
Yeah, this is going to be left slanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
What news isn't slanted? Let's be honest with ourselves here.
Columbus kidnapped a Carib woman and gave her to a crew member to
R-A-S-A. That's right. Yeah. S-A. Yep. S-A. That is deplorable.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the text
on
there.
Hispanonia, a member of Columbus's crew publicly cut off an Indian's ear.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
to shock others into submission. You know what?
That's not that bad.
Actually, you know what? How do you think all dictators took over? It was fear. It was fear into submission. So, to be honest with you, in the gameplay of like leaders, he's doing it right.
I heard from the other side, though, that like some of
the tribes...
Doesn't
mean it was right, but he was doing it right.
Some of the tribes that like he came across were like cannibals and shit. So like, what would you do in that situation?
Oh, I'd slaughter those fuckers.
Jesus, we might have to cut that part. Oh my
God. If they were cannibals, dude.
Yeah, I guess if they were cannibals.
At that point, it'd probably come down to you or them.
Yeah. Because like if you're in that world...
Like, dude... Think about Pirates of the Caribbean. Remember that scene? Jack Sparrow had to get away from it came down to him or them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did he choose?
I would choose me. I'm not dying.
There you go.
I'm not going to be eight at least.
Case in point.
Like if it's like a virtuous cause, like you die or like 10 babies die. It's like,
okay,
all right.
This wasn't a virtuous cause. I will say that his conquest was not a virtuous cause.
Jack Sparrow?
No. Well, his was a virtuous cause. Not really, but like, you know, we were, you know, told in a way, you know, but if you really look into it, he was pretty much like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Like Captain Jack Sparrow had the ability to do anything and he just did anything to get what he wanted.
Columbus kidnapped and enslaved more than 1,000 people on
Hispania.
But can you scroll down? I want to see if there's a good one.
You just talked about that.
About 50,000 Indians committed mass, I can't say it, rather than comply with the Spanish.
Mass unaliving. We shouldn't be afraid of words, but...
Yeah, well...
Unfortunately.
We're on YouTube. 56 years after Columbus's first voyage, only 500 out of 300,000 Indians remained in Hispaniola.
Christ!
Where is that? But also, there's a thing of, like, who actually...
Okay, so I guess he didn't murder millions. He only murdered a few hundred thousand. I know it's a lot, but...
But, like, why don't we have a Leif Erikson Day? Because he...
Modern-day Haiti and Dominican. Yes, Hispaniola.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So he was like, fuck Haiti. But why don't we have a Leif Erikson? Because Leif Erikson was a Viking that, like, found...
SpongeBob did.
What?
SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, Leif Erikson he did. Day. Yeah, that's right.
Canada has Leif Erikson Day.
Hinga dinga dergan.
He never came down into what's now modern day America.
I think that.
Hinga dinga dergan.
That Christopher Columbus like opened up the New World to America. That's why he gets all the credit. But then again, like he would cut people's hands off for not bringing gold.
Okay, so. But actually, since we were already talking about it, can you pull up a video for me?
Yeah, sure.
Randy as
oh god,
Christopher Columbus.
Oh god. Here we go.
It doesn't even need to be a video. You can just pull up pictures.
Yeah. Well, this will be good.
Oh yeah. Okay. Just do that South Park Studio. Don't post that. Yeah, that one.
Jesus.
He's trying to get all the Columbus shit out of his house.
Oh, is it a whole episode?
No. This should just be a clip, I think.
Oh. I can't record it.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's stopping you from recording.
Oh, whatever. Wait for Randy Orton. RPC. What the hell is going on right now? Are they like, what are they covered in? What the fuck?
I don't know. I just saw that earlier. I thought I was interested. I thought
what
you guys...
a dumb fuck.
Do we know what the context is?
No,
dude. I really want to know what's going on here.
I don't even know what that.
Why
is.
Are they all covered in red?
I don't know. It's probably some
what's
kind
the,
of like.
What's the significance of this?
It's like a cultural thing.
Look at the top. That's when they all went gay with each other in front of the side portal.
What are these redacts doing?
They're at a Walmart. Oh, I didn't get a read.
I can smell it through the screen.
Oh, God.
Oh my, okay, that's kind of racist.
It's Reddit. What do you expect?
RPC fantasy come to life.
Yeah, not getting any info from the comments section.
Yeah, no, nothing about that.
Well, all right, I guess we'll just move on.
Double tap agent, what an asshole.
Probably some sort of Hindu tradition, I would guess.
I would guess.
Someone said
running of the bulls.
That's exactly how I would see a third world country would be.
Actually, it's pretty, they said it, we didn't.
Charles II of Spain.
Oh, we're getting into more history here. What do we got?
Charles II was king of Spain from 1665 to 1700, the last monarch from the House of Habsburg.
Habsburg.
He died without an heir, leading to the War of the Spanish Succession over his successor. So he was the last king of Spain, I think.
Nice. Very nice.
Just from the House of Habsburg.
Habsburg.
There may have been other royalty.
Okay. Yeah.
Strongvirk Hedvin. Sorry.
Will you scroll down to the good stuff? I don't want to read about his early life. I don't really care.
Nobody cares. His reign. What was the point you were bringing up with this?
Yeah, was there something like super?
Was there like something funny about this guy? Or
yeah,
something?
And I can't remember what it is. Keep scrolling. There is something.
Was there something funny about him?
It was like he wouldn't die or something. Like he was really sick,
and just like continued to live.
I don't think Wikipedia is going to go into it.
Well, at least it isn't as fucked up as King Henry VIII, who beheaded every wife except for like two of them, I think.
Damn, that's fucked, dude. King Henry VIII.
Yeah, King. Oh, dude, he had so many wives, and he beheaded every single one of them except for like two, I think.
He suffered from a combination of health problems and genetic disorders, including infertility, and died from a stroke or apoplectic fit.
An epileptic fit. Yeah.
He died after suffering a whatever fucking shit fit. Okay. Well, I guess.
So he had a shit fit and died. That's pretty much what happened.
I thought there was there would be
Charles II. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Charles II of Spain died of a shit fit. Oh. He was a shitty leader.
Oh, it's because of inbreeding.
Oh, Jesus. Can we get a picture of him real quick? I think you might have to go back to Wikipedia.
I think he probably doesn't look like the greatest dude in the world.
Let's zoom in on him. Oh yeah, this is it. This is.
Dude, that guy ate his cousin's pussy.
Ugh.
Guaranteed it.
Yeah.
You can see it in his face. Look at that inbred ass face.
Yeah, that's fucked.
And he was the ruler of a country, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make this stuff up, dude.
It's weird because like inbred people, like they have this weird like mutation where their eyes are gray and their teeth are gray.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah, we actually had a teacher like that in high school. Yeah. I didn't know his name. Yeah, I don't even remember his name. But yeah, we had a teacher in high school. He was inbred. Well, that was
I don't think we could say his name.
Yeah, don't say his name.
No, I'm not going to. I don't remember his name. That's literally the only thing I remember about him is that people said he was inbred.
So there was no factual evidence.
And we had a gay teacher as well. He was actually really cool.
Yeah, he was super cool. He was super cool. I think he taught like French or something. Super cool.
But
can't remember his name.
I remember his name. I'm just not going to say it. It matters that he's gay, but I don't want to start, you know, talking about whoever. But he brought his partner to like school events and stuff. And like a lot of people were like upset about it.
Dude, who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah. Like, other than the day, it's like, why does it matter?
Like, as long as he's not like making out with him in front of everybody.
Yeah, that I can't do.
Because even then, like, even if it was a man and a woman at a school function, I'd still be like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
But like, anytime in public,
time and place, dude.
If I ever seen like two guys kissing, it just ruins the event for me.
Well, dude, honestly, seeing anyone just go at it like crazy at like a bar or something ruins it for me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this isn't the place. But I mean, I've done it before.
Well, yeah, okay. I did it at, I've done it at nightclubs, you know?
A nightclub is okay.
A nightclub, I kind of understand that one.
But like
your local bar,
yeah,
just getting down and dirt, get the fuck out of here.
Because everyone already knows each other, you know?
Well, not only that, but like, you know, you're in a pretty, local bars, you're usually like in a tighter environment, you know? Everybody can see everybody. Everybody can hear everybody.
I hate going to like some of our local bars because I feel like some of the I can't say it, dude. But like I'm always like tempted with like these freaking maidens.
These maidens.
And I'll get like three drinks
these
deep.
These maidens.
And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have put myself in this situation.
So, been there before.
Yeah.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah, that's like the worst. Okay, where's the worst places to meet a girl at? It would probably be number one bar.
I wouldn't say the worst is the bar.
It's top three at least.
It's definitely top three.
Yeah.
You got something?
I want to say something, but I think it's bad.
Say it.
Feminist rally.
Okay, you know what?
I was thinking
actually,
some kind of like activist rally. Like,
yeah. No. Yeah, I would say that.
I've had girls. Because
they're too busy screaming to talk to you.
I've had girls like ask me like what my politics are, and even if I say I don't care about politics, they're like, "Oh, nope."
Here's what
I'm
think
like, why does it fucking matter that much? Like, Jesus.
Here's the type of chick that you would find at a rally. It's the type that thinks getting louder makes her smarter and righter.
I think a lot of
even
people
though
it's like
not
that,
a word.
I think both sexes can like be like that.
No, guys get loud when they're caught and they're getting defensive.
Or if they're angry.
Or if they're just fucking angry.
You know what I noticed too, though, is there's a big difference between like men and women, because men will get physical, but women are very comfortable with ruining like your reputation.
Very comfortable with it, dude. They don't care.
With like publicly just like annihilating
just smearing you.
Smearing
you in
public.
Right.
And then like it's so weird to me though, because I feel like guys don't do that.
No, like, if I'm going to smear her, I'll do it at home. Like, I'll just talk shit to her at home.
Yeah.
Not that I would, but.
Or not, like I mean, about anyone. Not even in a relationship, but, like, they'll smear anyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll just publicly smear somebody just because.
Right. And they're, like, way worse about cyberbullying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. They get ruthless.
Sure. That's for sure true.
I think there was, like, a thing where, like, teenage girls were, like, killing themselves. Because of like cyberbullying, that was like a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a huge thing.
I wonder if it's still a thing. I'm sure it is. Like, it's probably gotten worse, and just no one talks about it.
My deal is, dude, if you're getting bullied online, close the laptop.
Yeah. Well, you know? Like at the end of the day, like it doesn't matter. Like, online does not affect your life literally one bit, unless you do something.
Unless you let it.
Yeah. Well, you could like post something or like get in trouble for like having pictures of someone. You know what I mean? Like,
or doing that shit where people were like getting on live, like Facebook Live, and killing people.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
That was a thing, dude.
I might have to check that out later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty messed up. Also, people like unaliving themselves on live.
But why?
I feel like they want an audience.
If I was to do something like that, I would be like in a private space.
It's not about the act of relieving yourself. It's the act of you wanted an audience and attention.
Right. It was like,
and this was the way to
it was
get
like
everybody.
Fuck everyone. I'm gonna let
I
you know.
I matter more than anybody else, and I'm gonna
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let you know why.
Yeah.
Before I unalive myself.
And then you don't matter at all because
dude, we'll forget about you in 3 days.
Which is the sad thing.
And that's being generous.
Isn't that weird how like when someone dies, like you kind of just move on?
Some people never do.
I mean,
some people never do.
In general, like the world moves on.
In general, yes, but like, you know, psychologically, some people just don't.
It's just like a natural cycle of like life and death. Like when someone dies, it's the world.
We're starting to sound more and more like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Fuck it. I like Rick.
Rick is dope.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Well, not the guy who voiced him went through
Justin
like
Roiland,
a
yeah, he went through that whole case.
It was like a domestic violence case or something like
that. I heard somewhere that like the defendant came out and said she lied.
It was either his wife or his wife's friend, and then she was caught lying with text messages.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she got caught lying about it.
Yeah,
that's
right. Which is crazy. Like,
but they still won't let him voice Rick again, and I'm like, why?
Hashtag like believe all fucking whatever. I don't think that's cool. I don't like that.
I don't like that. Just makes you sound dirty. Justin Roiland, in March of 2023, domestic violence charges against Rick and Morty co-creator and voice actor Justin Roiland were dropped by prosecutors in Orange County, California, after determining that there was enough evidence to proceed. In May 2020, initial charges, 2020, two felony counts, domestic battery, and arrest and release. Pled not guilty, drop charges. Roiland's reaction.
What a horrible thing to go through, like false charges. Like, even if you did do it.
That's the thing. His reputation is still smeared.
Yeah.
You know, easily one of the more creative people in recent years. Like, even before Rick and Morty, like his D&D like videos and stuff. What were those called again? You told me about
Harmon Quest.
Harmon Quest. That was amazing. I watched that.
Yeah, those were funny.
Those were funny as hell, dude.
Yeah, which I'm thinking, like, if you guys want to next week, if you guys want to do a one shot.
We're still on Star Wars one, dude.
No, I mean just for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We could do a one shot.
What do you think, like, the theme should be?
I think.
What about, like, a
That's
Western
That's a great one? Question.
Western would be fun. Yeah.
Dude, do a freaking, what do they call those, like, silly Westerns? What's the name for them?
What, spaghetti?
Spaghetti Western. Yeah.
We could have accents like, well, what? I guess I'm going to have to shoot you now.
But what? Okay, but, like, can we look this up? Why do they call it a spaghetti Western? The fuck coined that up?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so I think Tarantino has talked about spaghetti Westerns being his favorite, and it comes from, I think, Italy. Something about it.
Italy?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I got you.
Drake?
Drake? You mean a man who won the hottest kid from the world? The world who won a hat from the kid? Drake? That was a legendary video, and everyone just kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, it's produced by Italian directors and filmed.
Oh, that's why. Okay. I thought it had something to do with it being funny. I have no idea why.
Are you thinking of, like, that one movie that Tarantino did? The Hateful Eight?
That was funny.
That was a good movie.
No, he didn't. Tarantino didn't do that.
No, not The Hateful Eight.
Yes, he did.
The Magnificent Seven?
I think it was with Adam
Tarantino
Sandler and
did.
All that. That was a spoof of the Magnificent Eight, or the... Fuck.
Hateful Eight. So
yeah.
Close.
No. Adam Sandler's was the something six. And then there's the Magnificent Seven. And then the Hateful Eight was done by Quentin Tarantino, for sure. I know that. But there was like the something, the dumbass six or something. Or something.
The dumbass six.
The fucking retarded six guys.
Ridiculous
yeah,
six.
Yeah, I was close.
Ridiculous six.
Ridiculous, retarded, same thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, like a spoofy Western like that.
Yeah.
We could do a one shot of like, we could literally do, if there is one, we could do a Ridiculous Six one shot.
Would you be an Indian or would you be a...
No, I'd be a gunslinger, dude.
I think I would be an Indian.
I'd be a gunslinger that has disadvantage because he has his fingers missing.
Why would you want disadvantage?
Because it'd be funny.
You would die.
Be funny. It'd be funny.
He's just missing a finger. You got to use your pinky.
No, but like, what if I had an advantage of some like power or something that like gives me advantage when I do something? You know what I mean? Like if I, like, I don't know, if I eat a carrot, I gain advantage.
Quick, eat a carrot.
Or if I stick a twig into my nub finger. That gives me advantage.
Lester, get your carrots out.
Get your carrots out. Oh, shit. You know, I like try to like spin them around, and I'm just like, oh, fuck. Sorry. Hang on. All right. Here we go.
Do you guys like? There was like a thing when we were kids. I don't know if I was the only one that heard this, but if a girl sticks like a carrot up in her pussy, like it'll like kill her. Have you guys never heard that?
Who the fuck do you talk to?
Because it was like it would peel off or something.
Yeah, I was like playing sports.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like, I don't know, playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Can we look that up?
And, you know, playing video games.
Just type in what happens when you stick a carrot in your vagina.
And shooting airsoft guns at my friends.
No,
like
I did
a
that
normal
too.
Fucking human.
I did that stuff too. I still heard things. I was out in the woods, man.
I was out in the streets, the suburb streets, blood.
Okay. Nope, let's get off of this. Let's get Jesus. Off of that.
No, definitely not.
Did anyone else have a fear when they were a kid? And I'll tell you where I developed this fear.
Wait. Click on
wait,
that.
Hold up. Wait.
See, we're getting somewhere here.
The Quora post?
Yeah, click on that. Let's see what this...
Okay, but First of all, I understand why the carrot was the choice, but at the same time,
wait, look, it says I masturbated with a carrot and now I can, now I read it can kill you. Serious question. Am I going to die?
That avatar picture looks like a guy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know why
I can barely see it from here, but that looks like a guy.
Yeah, I think we should probably cover the names up, but
yeah, we should cut that.
Yeah. Well, I saw why.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, back to my previous question. I understand why the carrot was chosen. Trust me, I do.
Yeah.
Because of the way it's shaped. I get it. But why in the literal fuck was that the first choice? You didn't think to yourself, oh, maybe I should go buy something plastic that's meant for this?
Yeah, I've...
Silicone, maybe?
I've actually never been in a sex store. I'm scared to go in there.
I've never been in a sex store, but I have been in dispensers.
Okay.
Same. Just like everybody else in the world.
I think every kid at some point has been
at some point went in dispensers, went into the back, and was like, oh my God, yeah.
There's like fucking...
Dude, look at the... Look at the vibrator, dude. Oh my God. I fucking thought it and I said it. Yeah, I'm awesome.
That was like the first time I'd ever seen a dildo.
It looks like a dick.
Every time I would go to Spencer's, I would just stare and be like, what is this thing? And I'd be like, I don't think this is for me. Or maybe it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, my boss told me a story one time that he was working at a previous job and he just like walks in. Or I can't remember if he said it was him or his boss. Walked into his office, just like started peeling a banana and looked at him and said, hey, you want to watch me eat this banana? And that's where he left it. And he was just like,
Wait, who?
I don't know.
Who said that?
My boss told me that story. I can't remember if he said he did it or his boss did it to him. But one of them just like walked in one of them's office and just peeled a banana and was like, you want to watch me eat this banana? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Why don't you start and see where it goes?
Or that Family Guy thing where he's just like, hey, Peter, would you like to see my vagina? I don't know.
Vagina. That's a cool word. I like that.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who the fuck goes straight to a carrot?
Wait, what?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Who the fuck goes straight to a carrot?
Who goes straight to a carrot?
Oh, a carrot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude,
so...
a million other things that you could use in the house, and you went for a carrot.
Like Dust Bowl, Kansas?
Like, I don't know. Everyone's looking at me like I'm Sergeant Buzzkill. Like, I'm the asshole.
Yeah. No.
Like,
no,
am I wrong?
No, I'm on your side.
Am I wrong? Are you going to tell me I'm wrong
you're
right now?
Look at me, you're going to tell me that I'm wrong?
The Wicked Witch of the East, bro.
The Wicked Witch of the East.
It was
bro.
It was her sister.
And came down in a bubble, dog. Grow up.
And he's like, I'm gonna stab this motherfucker.
I'm gonna stab him. You're gonna look at me and tell me that, bro.
Hey,
That is one of the greatest videos.
Yeah, let's move on.
We gotta watch this Trump
video. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. So for those who live under a rock, Zelensky came and begged Trump. Let's talk about that. Begged Trump to help him. And they were having none of it, apparently. They were having none of it. Him and J.D. Vance. Honestly, I think J.D. Vance went after him a lot harder than Trump did.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance was doing a lot of the talking there.
He's just younger.
Oh. Can I ask? Wait a minute. No, no. Can You've I done ask? A lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. I know. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through the stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your president. We gave you
military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about Vespucci?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
Dude, he's right. He's right. He's totally right.
Some people on the left are
people
saying,
just want to bury their heads and act like that's not the truth.
Some people on the left are saying that they did this just to make him look bad so that they could pull out of Ukraine. That was one of which I kind of can see that. But and there's another thing, too.
We're not in Ukraine.
No, we're not there. We've just supplied them with like aid and weaponry.
I meant like to pull support.
Yeah, to pull aid.
We
should.
We should.
Did you see 100%. He was sitting next to the head of the UN or whatever, and he said that he was going to take Greenland and Canada. Like, I think that's going to happen.
Zelensky said he was going to do that?
No, Trump did.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
I think we actually might take Greenland and Canada.
He basically offered it to him.
Which is, but I think Denmark owns Greenland.
Yeah, well, he's not. I think he was trolling.
No, I think he kind of was too, to be quite honest. I don't think that's going to go through.
Watch him do it, though.
The Gulf of America thing was one thing, but like taking over a country like that, that's not going to
happen. Yeah, but then why does he keep saying it? He's said it multiple times for a couple months now.
Well, just because he's saying it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
But he's the president of the United States. Like, if he's going to say something, you know, I mean, you got to take that, you know.
You got to take it seriously. But, like, just because he's saying it doesn't mean he's going to succeed.
So, I feel like both of you are saying that because, like, you, like, don't want him to do it. Like, are you saying
I don't give a damn what he does, dude.
Okay.
Honestly, Canada's been kind of a little shit for the last
couple months. Dude, Canada's been so shit.
They need to chill out. They're just like, not being chill right now.
What are they doing?
I think Trump's just trying to get him to calm down.
What are they doing then?
Well, because he said, oh, I'm going to put tariffs on them. And they're like, oh, we're actually going to put tariffs on you. And then Trump put tariffs on them.
Yeah.
And yeah. Everyone thought it was a joke.
They backed down literally the next morning, came out and said, oh, yeah, we're going to suspend our tariffs.
They thought it was a joke, dude.
Everyone on Reddit is like, oh, Canada can, like, you know, put tariffs on this and that. We can use our own brands. But they're such a small country, though, like in terms of their population, they're like a tenth of us.
If we weren't buying their product, their GDP would shrink to nothing in like
nothing. They'd be worth nothing.
Do you think that they can make like partners with like other countries that hate us?
I think they possibly could.
I don't think they will because
it would cost so much money to ship.
There's
though.
A lot because yeah, exactly. The countries that
it's so much easier to get it from us.
Yeah,
the countries that hate us aren't exactly putting out the most resources in the world.
Except for China.
You know, I guess you could say in like the, you know, in like Saudi Arabia and in that area and stuff like that, there's oil. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
We produce the most oil out of any country.
I know, but I'm saying they have like untapped potential of oil. So that's an export that they could tap into. They don't.
Yeah.
They do, but they don't at the same time.
I don't really know anything about Saudi oil. I know that, damn.
Saudi Arabian specifically. It's like, you know, that general part of the world.
I wish we had Colin here right now, actually. Because he knows,
Colin would know.
He knows all about
that shit.
Yeah,
he would know all about that shit.
I was with
him
yesterday.
Shout out to Colin Craig, astrophysicist. Had him on here a few times. Go check out those episodes. Very smart man.
We had a long, long talk yesterday.
Very nice.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, he was telling me that, like, the the universe is constantly expanding and that it actually exists outside of what, because we have like the observable universe and that's like all the light that has reached us and you know, we can see
within
it.
Billions of light years or millions of light years, but
it's pretty fucking far.
It might be billions at this point. Like we can't possibly observe the edge of the universe
because
it's out of the side of the space-time continuum.
But like the light from, so he's saying that like there's parts of the universe that exist, but it's not observable yet.
Well, it's infinite. There's no end.
Right. But like the observable unit. Well, okay. He was saying that like, okay.
Isn't that what they call the central finite curve? Is that what they call that? The edge of the universe?
I don't know. But he was saying that the universe is constantly expanding. At the same time, it's constantly expanding, but even like in parts we can't see. So there's the observable universe that's getting bigger because light's hitting us.
Yeah.
But also outside of the observable universe, it's still expanding.
Yeah, we just, light's not hit it yet.
Yeah, right, exactly. And we were fucking going hard yesterday, dude. We were fucking.
You were like,
yeah.
Dude, infinite nothingness, right?
I don't think Colin does anything like that.
I'm just playing.
I think he just drinks.
You know what is weird is that it always does sound like when you're talking to an astrophysicist about space.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like they got super stoned one night and just thought of it.
Well, I think modern,
but like, it's actually like real factual evidence.
I think, I don't know if it's physics or like astrology or like astrophysics. I think it's like they don't even know what's going on.
I call them star searchers.
And he was trying to explain to me like quantum computers and like how they work.
No. Nope.
And he was saying it's closer to like an analog computer. And I was like, I don't even know what you're saying right now, dude. Like,
you lost me.
I literally have a degree in chemistry. I did not know what he was talking about.
I know how to do basic technological applications, but like, dude, ask me to put a computer together. I got nothing.
They actually taught us how to put a finger up. Fucking nice and soft, man.
Not erect.
But
evil boys.
Will, can you pull up this last post for us?
What do we got here? Segways are weird.
This is just random.
What's TIL?
Today I learned.
Oh, today I learned that in 2012, a movie theater in Beirut was rated for homosexual pornography and 36 men were subjected to anal examinations to determine their sexual orientation. What the fuck?
So they were just checking like, oh, this guy's pretty loose. It went in there too easily.
Is this like the actual, this is a Wikipedia page, but what is it? There is no known working medical test for homosexuality in existence. Some gay activists were worried that the Kuwait test would have used anal probes. Lebanon uses such methods as police stations to determine what sexual practices suspected criminals engaged in.
Actual governments use probes to see if you're gay or not.
That's kind of fucked up, actually.
You're gonna put something up their butt to decide if they're gay? That's pretty gay.
Wait, UK
it's pretty gay way to tell if somebody's gay.
They were going to cancel the 2022 FIFA World Cup that was held in Qatar.
Did you just call it FIFA?
FIFA, sorry.
Oh, that was bad.
That's going to hurt some people. I ain't going to lie. People are
honestly,
gonna get,
I've
people
I've,
are going to get hurt over that one.
Honestly, like I'm going to be honest, dude. Like honestly,
FIFA.
Like to like from my heart, dude. Fuck, like fuck them. Honestly.
Yo, but like
soccer's boring.
Okay, soccer is super boring. I'm not going
to
lie.
And it's the biggest sport. And it's okay, going to a soccer game, though, that shit's exciting.
That shit's electric. I'm not going to lie.
It's great.
Also, dude.
Better in person than on TV.
Dude, yeah. Freaking soccer moms, dude.
Dude, take them to a fucking golden corral.
Dude, some of them are just.
Actually, anytime I go to like a buffet, I throw up every single time.
Why?
Cause I just think like it's like a mental thing. Like I think about like some old grandma that like you know like, or like some like guy that like
segways are weird.
Is getting, segways are weird.
He's like getting over the flu and like he was there an hour before.
Dude, oh
And he's fucking coughing.
No, don't do that to me, dude.
And then every time I leave, like, I just think, like, oh, I swallowed someone's fucking snot. I throw it all up every single time.
Oh, Jesus.
And Chinese ones are the worst. Those make me the most sick.
Don't do that to me, because there's actually some Chinese ones that I actually really like. Don't do that to me. Bob Ross, question mark?
I love Bob Ross.
Dude, I remember I was at a bar the other day, and I swear to God, they just had like Bob Ross on the TV. It was like 8 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and they just had Bob Ross on TV.
We should have a painter in here.
That'd be pretty sick. Do a caricature of us while we're doing a podcast.
Or just do like a giant dick.
Dude, that'd be awesome, dude. We have the freaking camera up higher. So we can see, so it can see the caricature, but we can't see it.
Or like a eagle with a giant dick. That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty awesome.
This is
too.
The second time we brought that up, but
that'd be pretty awesome.
I think we're kind of leaning into.
We need
that
to
idea.
Put a pendulous dong on that one right behind you.
Why behind me? Put it behind you. You got more space.
Or we could put a pendulous dong on this thing.
Yeah, we could.
3D print one, and it goes on the table, and then like. Hangs off the other side of the
table.
It has
like a few feathers hanging off.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Like a few feathers hanging off for dear life.
Yeah.
From that eagle poon he just destroyed.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
From destroying all that eagle poon.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be disgusting.
It'd be disgusting, but you know, it is what it is.
I don't think, like how do birds even mate?
I don't know. I've never looked into that.
You know what I mean? Like how do birds do their thing? Because it's like you've never seen a bird dick before.
I think this will be a great way to just end this episode is find out how eagles have sex. The cloacal kiss.
Cloaca?
Yeah, female birds have called a cloaca.
Yeah, because they're technically, they're not mammals.
Or avian vent. Ew, that's a horrible way to put that. Vent?
Jesus. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Good God, it's on their backs?
Ugh. Yeah.
Is that like the least sexualized like animal?
I think so, dude.
It's like a dinosaur.
No, I'll tell you the least sexual animal. It's the freaking praying mantis. Because after they mate, they eat their mate's head.
This is my thought, though.
Spiders do. Spiders.
Oh yeah, spiders eat their mates. I think black widows do that.
How did T-Rexes do it though? With that giant tail.
I don't know.
You know.
We're going to expand on this. Look out for that expansion on this in the next Patreon episode. We're going to be putting out little sub pods where we answer some very difficult questions, such as the mating rituals of dinosaurs or the mating rituals of different animals for no reason, because we're just curious. We don't know. We live in our little suburbia lifestyle. We don't look this shit up on a daily basis. I know that makes it sound like more and more that we actually do, but, you know.
Mounting the rear. Classic.
Classic. Fucking classic. Caught in 4K. Jesus Christ. What are we, drunk?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, that was decent.
Jesus fuck, man.
Uh-huh.
Where were you?
Jesus.
So they mount him from the rear? Is that it?
Yeah, I just read that they might have done it end to end.
Nice. Nice. Oh, good old missionary.
God. Yeah.
Jesus.
No, like backwards. Like them facing away from each other.
Tail to tail.
Yeah.
That's
good. Oh, okay. They touch butts.
It's all speculation because we literally
don't know. It's all speculation at this point.
They're just going to have to bring Jurassic Park back.
Yeah, so I was going to say
we're going to have to make that like a real thing.
Yeah.
I think there is like a scientist working on some sort of real Jurassic Park right now.
I think they can do that with like mammoths or something.
They are trying with mammoths. They're trying.
They're close.
Yeah.
They're trying.
I don't know how to feel about that.
They talked about bringing back the mammoth and I think the dodo bird for some reason. Why would they bring back the dumbass dodo bird?
It would just go extinct again.
Exactly. Because everything is a predator to that thing.
Where would they even put it at?
Where it was native. But even then, that make it an invasive species at this point.
And like North America?
I think technically, yeah, either North America or modern day Madagascar.
Okay.
Dude, because for all they know, the dodo bird was like wreaking havoc on that island. But it wasn't inhabited, so nobody knew. Nobody cared.
Right, no one knew.
Well, back then, the continents were split.
Yeah.
Pangea.
It's probably Pangea.
Well, no, because the dodo bird was killed off by man.
Oh, you're right. So it was way after my
civilized is a loose word, but civilized men.
Fucking dumbass bird. Bah!
They literally would just do that. They just killed him for fun.
Fucking with rocks and sticks.
Those dudes weren't even communicating.
Dude, they didn't even care, dude. They were killing for the love of the game.
Oh, I have a joke for you if you want to end on that.
We'll end on a joke. Hit me with it. What we got?
How long did Cain hate his brother? As long as he was able to.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Yeah,
little Christian.
The dad jokes. The dad Christian jokes.
Yeah.
I think that's going to wrap it up for us here at the Eagle Boys. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. Again, please subscribe to our Patreon. Going to be having some exclusive content coming to that very, very soon. Also, check out Spotify, Apple Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You already know. And also, we got some new decorations on the wall. As you can see, we're making some improvements, small ones every now and again. If you have any suggestions on what we should hang on the wall, then please shout it out in the comments. We will be taking dick suggestions, but they probably won't make the final cut. I'm just letting you know. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. And check out our Patreon. And we're going to have a lot more exclusive stuff coming to you soon. And again, thank you all very much for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.
See ya.